be nice to have.
Yep.
Okay. Okey-doke.
I meet every month.
What I do? Yeah. Yeah. Every day. Okay, you have an agenda that I sent around and it was published. Anything you want to add to the agenda, or you have a motion to approve the agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda as presented.
And a second?
Second.
30 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Public comments, anybody have anything they want to bring to us at the beginning? Okay. Things are rocking along. We're doing fine. Secretary's report. I mean, that's the end of my president's report. Secretary's report. You sent the minutes around?
I sent the minutes around. I sent them up to Chris with the comments, and I didn't get the email back that it's posted, but the minutes are completed.
I got the email from Chris overnight for the minutes.
Okay.
Have you reviewed the minutes, and do you want them read, or do you want to move?
I've read them, and I approve of them, and I think we should move to accept the minutes as written.
And dispense with the reading.
And dispense with the reading of the minutes. Thank you for the prompting.
Sherry Fiske moves. Any seconds?
Second.
Steve Mack. Gosh. Second?
I got the first one.
Yeah.
That's the important one. Go around.
Any discussion about the minutes? All in favor dispensing with the reading of the minutes and approving them?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Treasurer's report.
Okay, on the balance sheet, through the end of October, the total assets, $308,189. Still continues to show very, very strong balance sheet. On the income for the month of October, we showed $14,374, but $10,800 of that was reimbursement from the state to cover the expenses incurred by our volunteer firemen during the Goodwin fire. So when you go ahead and deduct that $10,800 reimbursement, we were right on budget. On the expense side for the month of October, there was nothing significant. Total expenses were $4,748. The budget was $5,730, so pretty close to the budget. Once again, nothing significant. During the month of October. Year to date, our total income is $78,000, but once again, we have the state reimbursement of $24,000 that distorts that. So if you subtract the $24,000 from the $78,000, it would put us at $54,000 pure income. And our budget was $51,000, so we're running pretty close to budget on our income. And on the expense side, we are at $58,000 total expense versus a budget of $58,000, so we're right on there. Hopefully, we'll get the state reimbursement squared away here soon, and then I'll be able to make an adjustment and give everybody some clear numbers deducting those reimbursements and the additional expenses that were incurred. Other than that, we already discussed the payroll tax issue and the quarterly report versus doing more frequent reporting.
Okay.
Do you want me to go into that detail?
I think just briefly, we discussed it.
What we have been doing historically is our accounting firm, Shute and Fildenberg, Adam Rutherford, our accountant, files quarterly payroll tax information with the state. As a result of the additional payroll that's been incurred due to these firefighting efforts we have now exceeded the requirements that the IRS has, so that we have to go to a more frequent reporting, or else if we don't do that, we'll be hit with penalties. And so in talking to Adam a couple of days ago, what he recommended was that we no longer do the quarterly, we just start doing a filing with every payroll. He would prefer doing that. That would keep us out of trouble. And so we discussed it in the executive session, and we felt that that was a reasonable alternative, and that we would go ahead and authorize Adam to proceed down that path. There are a couple minor questions that I'll go ahead and address with Adam, but it does appear that as a result of this fluctuation that we get certain times of the year because of additional firefighting requirements, that we're better off instead of doing the quarterly, doing the more frequent. So that's the issue.
Thanks, Steve. Any questions for Steve? A motion to accept the treasurer's report.
I move that we accept the treasurer's report.
Have a second.
Second.
30 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Fire chief's report.
All right. Pretty quiet month. Three calls. Attempt to locate, which was a missing child. That ended well, thankfully. We had a wildland fire that turned out just to be a campfire. We had a smoke call with nothing found. Training, we did, training included problem solving on unusual calls. Also, the other one, not in the notes here, is a hazmat for carbon monoxide. Patrol 85 is in for servicing. Also not here related to the fleet is visibility for needing to replace some tires on some of the rigs. So, you know, that's coming as a potential expense. Facilities, station boss Miller's done a great job reorganizing station house. Personnel, one of the local full-time recruits has signed up for S-130-190. That's the basic wildland firefighter class at the Wildfire Academy in March. Also, Eric White has brought two other recruits to our most recent training. They're both about to be EMTs. And they showed up here already signed up for that basic wildland firefighter class. So this is the type of situation where, you know, very young, maybe going to use us for a season or two, hopefully as a stepping stone. You know, that's a huge win for us if that works out. So hopefully that will be the case. Communications, the contract from PRCC is still out, waiting to come back with the requirements that Bill Whittington stipulated. Bill, is that mine or yours? Sorry, guys. Bill Karash reviewed the contract from CAFMA Fleet Maintenance, which I shared with you guys during the week, so I'll turn those around to them in the next couple of days and get that resolved. That's it. It's been a quiet month.
That's good. The tires, is that included in the budget expense?
May not be.
Okay, because those tires are what?
They're very
expensive. $500, $800,
$1,000, $350, $400. It depends on the rig. For the water tenders, I think at least one of the tenders may need tires. Those are probably like $800 a tire, I think. Something like the brush trucks, then yeah, Terry's numbers are right. But I think it's one tender that might be in jeopardy of needing tires. The rest are trucks. You know, brush trucks.
Yeah, the tires age out rather than wear out.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. The contract, this PRCC contract, the things that Bill Karash found were...
Whittington.
Well, I thought they... Oh, which... What?
So there's CAFMA, which is Karash.
Yeah.
Which one do you mean? Or PRCC, which we sent to Whittington because he's still...
And we haven't heard from him still yet, or did we hear from
him? We heard from him. We gave them a list of stuff, and we're waiting on the PRCC lawyer to give it back to us addressing, okay. Sorry, I wasn't clear,
right, no.
What Whittington isolated.
Yeah, okay. And then Karash found a couple of things on the other one, the maintenance.
One. So that ball's in my court.
Yeah.
The PRCC one is in their
Whittington's
court.
Whittington's court,
okay. Not Whittington's court, PRCC's court.
PRCC. Oh, I see, okay. So he's already made...
Yep.
Yeah, okay. That's just spelling changes, I think, too, right? Was there any substantive changes
yes.
in that?
Okay. Whittington, there's something about... Islamic something or other. I could dig up the email, but because we're a nonprofit, or because we're not a because we're a non-government entity, there's certain things that appear to be have no bearing whatsoever that have to be in there.
Okay.
For Whittington. I don't know.
Okay. And the Kaplan things, those are pretty good finds by Whittington, really, in terms of like
Karash.
If you're going to have holiday work, who decides whether or not you're going to have these guys work on the holidays? That was a great, because they just put the thing in there and then they bill you that holiday rate because they decided to work on it on the holiday. There was no restriction on about who sets the holiday work. So, but they weren't going to hurt us like that. We've had that contract.
Well,
for a long
time. I mean, obviously I'm going to do what Bill said, but that ball's kind of in our court.
Yeah.
If something happens on Labor Day to Engine 86, well, we still have Patrol 85 that can respond to a structure fire if need be, with plenty of other water. So, I'm going to do it because Bill said to, but that ball, I think, is in our court.
Right, but that wasn't in the contract that they could. Yeah, we're the ones that decide if we want to spend that money to have it done on a holiday or a weekend. Okay. Any other questions for Roger? I have a motion to accept the
I move that we accept the fire chief's report.
Terry Fiske.
Second.
Bruce. Rudy. Seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, Roger.
Yes.
Committee reports. Firewise. Lauren, we had a short discussion, or email. What would we talk on the phone? We had an email exchange, right? My brain's foggy today, obviously. I think the consensus of the board is, yes, you know, if the county, if the county's willing to clean up afterwards, not repair the damage that they do, yeah, it's a great program. We'd like to support it. And what else are you planning to do?
Billy Taylor of Best Pick passed away. And he's the one with whom I have had an arrangement in the past for the hauling of only $210 per roll off.
Okay.
Thereby avoiding the $40-some tonnage charge.
So how much is he charging you, $250?
He was charging $210.
Okay.
Just $50 for fuel over and above the $160 for the drop-off and pickup of the unit, whether it was filled or not. So I don't know what kind of arrangement I can get now through Best Pick, because I don't even know where this stuff was being delivered.
Somebody
else there.
So when did Bill die?
Sometime around last weekend.
Okay, so it was a sudden event.
Yes, it was a sudden event. Went to his memorial on Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, because I deal with him for the trash pickup, too. Do you want me to work with them, or do you want to do that?
I'm sorry?
You want me to work with them and try to figure out what they're going to do? Because they were billing us for those roll-offs the last time,
yes.
Yeah. So I don't think he did that without approval from his management.
I don't think so either. I have to talk to Lucy on Monday.
Okay.
And I was going to bring it up with her and possibly get an audience with her boss. Because he would have had to have had approval for that.
Sure.
To see for the 30-ton unit that we had to take to the dump last time, that was over 8 tons. So if you add another quarter to that, it would be over 10 tons per, at $40-some per ton, added on to the 160. That makes each roll-off between $500 and $600.
More than doubles it.
And close to triple.
Triple, yeah. Okay. Okay, so that'll be a factor too, I suppose.
That'll be a factor before I even talk to the county.
Okay.
We have a little over $2,400 collected already toward the roll-offs. And at our last board meeting, we discussed having a community-wide fundraiser to try to raise enough for to cover the cost of the roll-offs. That was, at the time, we were figuring on $210 per.
we have, what, $5,000 in our budget for FireWise this year?
That's correct. So that numbers would cover an anticipated cost of $210 per load.
What's the total? Estimate?
Pardon?
What would be the grand total?
What was
well,
last
if
year.
We can get the county to donate the cost of the grinder and the operator and the loader and the delivery charges for the equipment like they did last year, that'll save about $7,000, depending on the size.
So what were the total expenses last year
for
the roll-offs?
For the roll-offs, we had 30 roll-offs for $7,112.
Okay, so that would be $14,000 or $21,000. Dollars, and we have, if you have, you have 2,500, you say, and plus our five, that's $7,500. That would cover for what was the $210, but it wouldn't come anywhere near the, Okay. Any questions for Lauren and the FireWise? Any comments?
Just one. Lauren, Where does the chip and haul debris go? Does it go to a county landfill, or where does it go?
It's been going somewhere. I can't
say where. Okay, so we're not...
Billy never shared that with me.
Okay.
I never pushed for an answer. I never followed a truck. So I don't know where it's going.
Okay. I just wonder if we were paying the county a dump fee.
No, the dump fee would have been a tonnage.
Yeah, okay.
It would have been $40-some a ton. The last time I checked, it was $44 a ton. And it was each one of these weighed over 10 tons.
Yeah.
That's $440, perhaps, just for the tonnage.
Yeah, okay.
It's conceivable that they were actually selling that someplace, if somebody was moving.
It's possible. I don't have any confirmation at all, but I just wonder if it's not that sewage company that we used 1 year. If they aren't.
Accepted it. Okay, well, we don't care if they make a little money off of it, growing up out of it, giving us that kind of rate on
it. It doesn't cost us more than
$10.
Yeah,
they
don't
get activated because they were disposing of it somewhere
okay.
that they weren't supposed to.
Well, we have a few months before that comes to a head, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think the consensus is we're here, we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And, so. Any other committee reports? All right. Old business, newsletter. Newsletters is in process. It should be finished pretty quick now, I think. Yeah, he's got all the reports. I had forwarded that to them before. I guess now they have it for sure. You gave it to them again, right?
Yes.
Your report. Okay. And then we should be getting it here for review shortly. Joyce has been working on the list. We use the same list as we used last time with whatever changes. Steve, did you get changes, rejects back from the previous newsletter?
No, sir.
Where did those go? They went to Adam.
I think they went directly to Adam through our PO box.
Right, but he doesn't remember what he did with them, mm-hmm. and doesn't seem to have them. And you didn't get them. I didn't get them.
No.
And there may not have been very many. I don't know.
No.
There wasn't as many as there have been in the past. And then, of course, the new people comes off the county list.
Mm-hmm.
The county charges us, if we get one list free, we do that for the annual meeting in April. And then we have to use that list again with whatever changes we get from Sharon Benzie and whoever else that we notice. I asked Adam, he gave us a list of donors, but it includes donors from, as long as he's been keeping records. So it doesn't really help us to tell which ones are the new ones to see what new addresses we have. So she'll use what she has, and we'll see what happens in terms of returns. So we might get, and if the returns amount to more than what the cost would be to buy a new list from the county, then that's what we can do
in
the future. But the county always lags 30 to 60 days from getting the new names in.
They've gotten that quick now?
Well, yeah, it was
6 months to a year.
Yeah, well, I think they're faster than that now.
Okay.
But, but they are slow for sure. The elections, Johnny's not here, but we do need, you guys haven't really decided whether you're going to run. Either way, we still need candidates, even if you do run. And so that's still, you for sure are not going to run. And so we need to solicit candidates. So we need, now's the time to start doing it.
Well, what Anchorage or Williamson Valley. I don't know.
Let's see. That dust on that road's finally getting to you, huh?
No.
Okay. So, you know, and John said he would share the effort to find candidates as an election committee. The storage shed. Bud, maybe he'll help us here. Have you talked to Dan, Bud?
Yeah, I kind of put it back on my court.
Okay. What I asked him, you know, he said that they didn't make the place that you were looking at, didn't make that size, the small size that you had suggested. I said, why don't you just get, what's the next bigger size? You know, what's the smallest one they make? Is that?
What I looked at was 8x12s, and that'll fit out there.
And they do make those?
They do make those.
And how much are they? Are they shed roofs?
Yeah, this one that I looked at that I thought was the best was a metal roof.
Okay.
And you can get it with a side door along a 12-foot length. And if we put it out there, then that would mean we'd have to have a ramp on it to get things in and out or step up.
Right.
And the one other one has it on the end.
Right.
And that would, and we could put a permanent ramp on there. I wouldn't get anybody's way.
Not in
the way. We wanted to do that.
With a roll-up door?
What's that?
That would have a roll-up door?
No, it's just a 4-foot wide open
door. Okay.
Single. And the ones that we looked at were about $2,400 for the garden shed, which is the side unit.
Okay.
And the other 8x12. About $2,600, something like that. And I think one was with a window. And the windows are $85 a piece.
We
don't
one?
Need a window.
No.
We're going to put some electricity to it so you can see. But either way, it doesn't matter, I guess.
Right. Okay, so.
And this has got a 7-year warranty on it. If we want it with a dark brown tin roof, it'll take about 3 to 4 weeks to order it and get it in that way. And it comes with a primer on the outside. So to match the building, we'd have to paint it or pay them $200 and change to
okay.
paint it, whatever color they have. That's kind of brown.
Okay.
And that's a Graceland. And I've got pictures of it here if anybody wants to follow up on that. They can have it.
Okay, so... All right. So this is a pitch roof rather than a slant roof.
Yes. No, I didn't find any slant roof.
Okay. Well, the pitch roof will send snow down in the walkway between. So, you know, that would make it a little more difficult to walk down between the shed
yes.
in the wintertime. You have to walk around in the driveway. But if they don't make it with the shed roof.
None that I found. There weren't any samples from out, and I didn't get flyers from everybody, but I just looked at some of the stuff that Lowe's had, and yikes, we don't want any of that up here.
No.
Okay.
From what they had for,
yeah.
you know. And I went to Home Depot and looked at their stuff, and they did have some 8x12s, a regular shingle roof type of deal. And then I looked at these, and they just look like they're... quality. Again, I'm not a contractor or a wood
sure.
person, so somebody else probably ought to look at it before they make a final decision on it.
Okay,
Dan,
you know,
like that.
What's that?
Are we going to insulate that or don't need
it's
it?
It's not insulated, but we can.
No,
if you want to put some heat in there, if there's anything
oh, no,
there that needs to be
yeah.
kept from freezing.
But most it's for that blower, right?
And signs. And
blowing the signs. There's nothing's going to be in there as far as
barbecue.
Freezing. Yeah.
This may be a thing where we're going to build another closet to contain more crap.
Sugar room reuse closet. If you have an empty space, it'll fill up. That's just the way it is. But, yeah.
I would say insulate it from the standpoint of we don't know what we might grow into. It seems like we always build stuff small.
And
one exception was a substation. I wanted it much bigger than what Mark First was talking about in case something changed. And sure enough, we have a water tender in there. If we're going to do this, not knowing what it's going to evolve into, let's insulate it now.
Okay.
If we're going to do it at all. We might.
I don't know that that's an option from them.
Okay, but we can certainly insulate it,
It's got ventilation underneath the edges all the way around, whatever that is, eats.
Yeah. Well, I know Dan was talking about a particular vendor or builder of these things. That's
the one, I think, isn't it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I kind of left it up to Dan and kind of went over my head, and then he called.
Well, do we want to table this for another month, or do we need this in the next month?
Well, the thing is, the more we table it, the closer into deep snow we're getting.
Yeah. Okay. Right, that's right.
Bud, quick question. The $2,600 for the 8x12, does that include the metal roof or the shale roof?
It includes the metal roof and cut-in delivery. It includes, I'm not sure about tax. I didn't ask that specific, but they will put it wherever we want.
Wow.
So we need a flat bud.
It's got two pressure treated runners along the underneath, so you don't need anything like that. But if you want to put something in, that's doable.
Well, okay. If you put a slab, you want to put a slab over the water tank? No.
Well, gravel slab on the water tank now underneath the shed, the storage, the
pump house.
So, I was figuring down on the ground. I guess unless we want to make it.
He was talking about Weather King was the company, because I looked in my notes, was Weather King. And they were somewhere in Chino or something. He said they were in town here.
Well, he said they were down at Costco that weekend.
Right. And it's an 800 number Weather King, and they deliver.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm still not clear. But so the floor is what? It sits on the ground?
No, it sits on two runners, and then the floor is plywood.
Okay. And the support for the plywood underneath and the
rubber? Yeah, it's a bit of a stringer, I guess.
The stringer. Wood on ground, though.
Wood underneath, and then there's two stringers, two runners that run the whole thing, and they're like four by something.
And it's stud framing?
Yes.
Okay.
So what do you think, Rudy?
Well, $2,600 plus some insulation in there, and you know, I think that sounds like a pretty good deal.
How about a slab or not slab?
Well, I'd go for the slab, because everything rots.
That's another $1,000.
You can even put vapor barrier down.
Sure.
And it'll, you know, over the year, over time.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, for a $800 slab, I don't prefer that. Not much.
It's still going to be on the runners, right? I don't think they're removable or...
No,
that's fine. Okay. Just put the runners, the whole thing on the slab.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So, why don't we get Dan back involved with you, and then this coming week figure out the 8x12 works or whatever it is, and come back next month with a definitive, even though it might snow, although it's supposed to be the La Nina. we can scrape the snow off.
If we don't want a red roof, which is what's on the one that has there now, if we don't want a red roof, we want a brown roof.
Sorry.
To kind of match what's going on here in the woods. It's going to be a 3 to 4 week delivery, and now we're talking
January.
Yeah, because Christmas and.
Well, we can work around the snow melt.
Whatever.
Right. Okay.
We always paint the roof.
Okay. Yes. So, all right. We'll put it down. We'll table it till next month with Dan coming back with it and work with Rudy and about making sure we have a slab.
Suggest
it for a slab, what the slab's going to cost, how much trouble that's going to be.
We need a permit, county, not for that site, I don't think. But I don't know. Don't take my word for it.
Well, somebody ought to go down to the county, which I could do, because I think once you put a slab in there, that becomes a structural element, and it may initiate a permit process.
Okay. It won't have to be a 4 or 6 inch slab, though. It'll just be a 2 inch slab.
By the county building every day.
Okay. All right. So Rudy, you work with Dan, and okay.
Yep.
All right. So we're good to go for the from the storage shed.
And I'll, you know what I'll do is Dan maybe should just check the Weather King website.
Right.
I know they were at Costco. And it's positive the rates were somewhere in 25, 28. I think it's about the same.
Yeah. But I think they have to be competitive. I don't know if there'd be somebody that's really going to be. And then the difference would be metal roof. You know, that kind of, that might be the difference.
Right.
Whether or not you get a shed roof or you're going to have a pitch roof.
Either way.
Snow load, I asked on the snow load, and it's 40 pounds, and I don't know what that means.
That's plenty.
Per square foot, I think,
yeah.
Or something.
That's
like
plenty.
That. Is that plenty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good with 40 pounds, if that's what they do.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Old business that I didn't have in here? New business? Anybody have anything new that they really want to bring up?
Actually, I kind of would. The 50th anniversary had an impact on me in a few different ways, including seeing how long John Sumner was the fire chief.
Okay.
That was, you know, really eye-opening to see it that way. And something in September, my wife and I took a road trip through New Mexico, and anytime we go somewhere, I stop at firehouses and try to meet people, take pictures, and one of the firehouses in this little town, tiny little town, I met some old guy there who'd been with the department for 40-something years, was the assistant chief, and very coincidentally, his name was on the firehouse. You know, it was his name and then the name of the department. And I kind of wonder if that's something that we should do with John Sumner's name on this station house. I don't know that there's, you know, it's a financial expense of any consequence, but I kind of feel like it's appropriate on multiple levels. And I'm sorry, I maybe should have thought of this earlier, but I thought about it a while ago and it just popped into my head in the middle of the meeting. That's it.
I think it's a good topic. Rudy, what do you think?
Well, I think we named that little shack Al Powell Building,
mm-hmm.
right? And that was appropriate for all the reasons we all know.
Mm-hmm.
How many years was it? It was in a...
About 20.
20 or 19, because I looked at that thing, too. I thought, holy...
I can't see that personally. That was, really had an impact on me.
I think it's a nice tribute. It causes no harm. It certainly recognizes somebody who not only then was here, but he's still here.
Yes.
And he still does a lot. He contributed more than probably a lot of us combined. So I vote yes.
Yes.
That'd be my vote.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. But would this be something that you would want to address at a special occasion, like at their annual meeting, or?
One way or another, yes. I guess... Where it's really just a few dollars for lettering. It's not really planning other than timeline planning, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think that makes sense. You know, maybe it's something that we wrap up at the start of the fire season, and then when we have the annual, that's the next event, right, is the annual meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Maybe, you know, when we talk about it then is a concept.
I think it's a nice gesture.
Well, he's certainly not like, you know, he was not only here then, but he's still here. And, you know, he's been a big part of what's going on here for sure. Yeah. Is somebody going to make a motion here to name the fire station, the John Sumner Fire Station, or do you want to think about it?
No, I don't want to think about it.
I don't either. I mean, I don't.
Go ahead.
Well, I'd make
you don't want to think?
No. I've already stated my position. If it's good, if not, then we go elsewhere.
Yeah, I think that he's an appropriate figure in the community
for
that purpose. And be a nice gesture.
Why is the motion that we name the fire station after and in respect and honor of John Sumner?
Second.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
So I'm going to, even though it's a little out of order, I'm going to say thanks for doing that. He's had a profound impact on me personally, but obviously on the department at large and many guys who are still in the department. I think that's a very important thing you guys approved, so thank you very much.
Okay. Anything to keep you happy, Roger? Community announcements. Anybody have any announcements?
That's just one for the WCAA. They're having a bazaar this afternoon starting at 4 o'clock until things are sold for just selling all kinds of things to cut the meat.
Where's it held?
It's going to be at Belinda and Kurt's house.
Fine.
Okay. And it's the first second driveway on the left-hand side going up Big Bug.
Okay.
And there'll be lighting for getting cars in and out. And it's a pretty good time, social type of deal.
And then, but I don't know if this is the time to do this, but we have a request. Johnny O has been kind of liaison with your organization, but we have a list of dates here so that you want to do things. They're not necessarily, we haven't done our own calendar. So the same thing happened last year. You guys are way ahead of us in terms of, making plans about what you're going to do next year. But so we can't really say, yeah, we don't know. Because if we have a conflict, then it causes other grief. But not that we expect any conflicts, but give us a few, some time.
A couple
to,
months.
Yeah, probably
I mean,
figure this out for sure.
We have to do long-term planning.
Yeah,
for, but
right.
To have
okay.
It, as soon as possible.
Yeah. Looks like you've planned around what where our events are traditionally have been anyway.
Yes.
Like the first Saturday and that sort of thing. And September 1st.
There's going to be some things that may have to be moved around like it was last year, so no big deal. We'll get it done.
September 1st comes on a Saturday this year? That's crappy. That's the first day of dove season. And there's all kinds of people out there on that day. Okay, public forum. Anybody have anything to say? Lauren.
I have a question.
Yeah.
The historical marker has been covered up with the thank you sign from Goodwin Firefighters. It's been about 4 months now. I'm wondering if that could be removed.
Okay. All right. That's a good point. We'll talk about it in a minute. Bud?
I got a couple things. Number one is that one of the guys, you open the door around here and you get more people than you really want to have around, but you know what I'm saying? The traffic is terrific when you open the firehouse door.
Right.
At any rate, one guy came in and was looking for that sign. Was looking for
the historical marker
sign?
Yeah.
You know? So we went over and covered it for the time being. He saw it and that was it. Couple other things. For the treasurer, Michael and Deborah Newland have not had money deducted from their account for their donation to the fire department, and they filled out a thing and sent it in and says they need to have that done.
When?
Here's the information on that.
When did they do
I'll
it?
I'll take care of it. I'll follow up on it.
It's been a while from what they said. They filled out the thing in the newsletter. And
that's the last newsletter. We've had an envelope that just showed up that was lost in the mail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
because we've had another check that didn't get cashed that we're aware of. So that may be what that's about.
I think this is going to be deducted from his credit card or something
like
that.
Right.
But you can call him, and he's here this weekend.
Okay.
So you can get a hold of him, and he'll give you some money, I guess. I'd like to have a copy of the PM sheet that gets sent to the treasurer with the bill for what happens at CAPMA. They say they send a sheet with the bill that tells what they did down there, and I don't know where they go, but it would be good to have it in the PM history.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Yeah, okay. I'm just not.
Okay, and the other thing is I want to thank all the other vets in the room. Ian Veteran Day. Thank you. Service. And I think that's about it.
Okay. I think we should, we can take the sign, thank you for the good fire, put it on the back side of that, that red sign that's out here. It's vacant, basically. There's no reason for it to be covering up the historical marker sign. So that's easy enough to answer. And then we can, the money thing, I don't know what, how that envelope got, where that envelope ended up. It's just, yeah, just U.S. mail. And then the sheets, the Brendan maintenance sheets, you know, we'll go through Roger for that kind of stuff. So you get some, either you get them or you don't get them. I don't know how that happens. So if you work it out with that, okay. Anything else? Motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Terry Kissing moves.
I second.
Steve seconds. Any discussion about adjournment? All in favor?
Aye. So, for what it's worth about the mail,